The thing with the blind was there was kind of two versions of it. There was the immediately after the AMOMS version of the blind, and that was the one that played out more. And we were terrible, just as a band, didn't know what chords were, just really, pretty primitive and, weren't well loved. But like Jerry Vile, described it as like a punk rock train wreck, which I think is just completely perfect, because we looked insane. And there was interest, but we weren't a well-loved band. And the fact that we were I think trying to be arty, and that didn't go over great. It kind of the boogie scene at that point was kind of the punk boogie. Everyone sound like the MC5 or the New York Dolls, and we were, consciously trying to stay away from that. So, not beloved that way. And then Davis, just made a point of being as just belligerent as possible to club owners, particularly Vince Bannon. It was just war between those guys. So it was an interesting period. So we did that, and then we split that up, and me and Smitty and a guy named Mike McFeeters did a band called Zero Ambience for, again, a year. I don't know how long that lasted. And I remember almost none of what we did. And it was funny because, it was kind of my vehicle. I was writing the songs and singing and playing guitar, and just wasn't super comfortable with, being the front guy or whatever. And we did that for a while, and then somehow got back together with Davis, and that was when we found the Jefferson spot, and started doing all the recording. And that was just a completely different approach and different sound from what we were going for, with the blind. I think with the blind, we were doing what we thought was kind of punk rock, but, weirdo stuff. And I think we just decided to go full weirdo with the stuff we recorded at the Jefferson place, which is probably where we should have started, with that. But, so there was a gap between the two blinds.